Good morning. Let's try that again. Good morning. All right, so you're a little awake. So in our gospel text today, the disciples come to Jesus and they ask him something. Did you hear what they asked Jesus? Let's listen to that part of the gospel again. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." So what are the disciples asking of Jesus? Are they asking Jesus to teach them how to pray? So why do you think we need to be taught how to pray? It seems like we should know how to pray. Do we automatically know how to pray, or do we have to have someone teach us? What do you think? Yeah, we need someone to teach us. Because if we're left on our own, then we're only going to look at ourselves and our own life, and we're only going to pray for the things that we want, and we're not going to pray for the things that God would want us to pray for. And even more than that, we pray and we wonder, is this a good prayer? Does God want me to pray for this? Is this a good thing? And instead, in the gospel text today, Jesus teaches us how to pray. So how does Jesus start this prayer that he taught his disciples to pray? Okay, right, it's the Lord's Prayer. How does that prayer start? Yeah, our Father who art in heaven. So we get to call God our Father. So that's pretty amazing. God, who's the creator of all that there is, who's almighty, says to us, I'm God, I'm the creator of all. I'm almighty. And by the way, you get to call me your dad. Is that pretty neat? Yeah, that's a great thing. So where is it that we get to call, how is it that we get to call God our Father? Where does he make himself our Father? Yeah, in our baptism. And we even remembered that this morning when we heard the invocation, when we said, "In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And so we even learn about this in the small catechism, and it says that we get to call God Father because we are his true children, and that he is our true Father. And so when you need something, can you go and ask your Father for it? Yeah. And in the same way, now we can approach our Father in heaven in prayer. But we still always need to remember that it's Jesus who teaches us how to pray. And so let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught us together and ask him to teach us to pray. So, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.